Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the words, the dreams, the message, and the warnings that the Lord has shown me. Please, my beautiful brothers and sisters and my subscribers, please go and resubscribe after you finish listening to this video. And make sure you ring the bell, because many of my subscribers are not getting notifications of my new videos. So this is all I know to do, is to resubscribe. And make sure you subscribe, please, to my blog. The link is down below. I have a transcript blog there. Please subscribe to that in case my YouTube channel goes down. Then I'll just be posting things there instead. All right. So I have a very unusual sign and warning to give you today. I had three very strange, extreme encounters with hawks. H-A-W-K-S, hawks, those predator birds, over the last 30 days. And after the first one happened, I didn't think much of it. After the second one happened, I'm thinking, Lord, are you trying to give me a sign? And then the third one happened, and I knew the Lord was trying to show me something. Very quickly, let me share those encounters with you. With the first encounter, I was driving by an open plowed down cornfield, and sitting right, almost right in front of me in the middle of the cornfield was a huge hawk. At first I thought it was a golden eagle, but when I went home and researched it, I found out that it was a hawk. And I thought it was really awesome and cool because he was very big and beautiful. The second encounter, a few weeks later, I think it was a week or two later, I was taking a walk. And I go in this same place all the time. There are other people there. It's in a little small town. It's not out in the country. However, when I was walking on that path that day, I was by myself. There was nobody else on the path. There were trees and bushes on both sides. And I just happened to look down when I walked, and literally like 2 feet on my right-hand side, once again, I looked, and there was a hawk sitting on the ground in the bushes. And I couldn't believe it. It was huge. And our eyes met, and we were both shocked. He scared me. I scared him. It scared both of us, and he quickly flew up into the neighboring tree, and then he looked down at me, and our eyes locked again, and then he just flew off. Now I'm thinking, okay, this is very strange. And these all three occurrences happened in three completely different places and towns. So they weren't the same hawk. If somebody thinks it's the same hawk, it's not. All right, the third encounter, real quickly. I was a passenger in a car. We were driving down a two-lane highway. There were cornfields again on both sides, and there was a SUV white car in front of us. And suddenly, and I mean suddenly, I saw right in front of us this huge hawk hit from the right side, came and hit the SUV, the white car in front of us. It happened so quickly, brothers and sisters. It was like, within a matter of 3 seconds, I saw it hit the car, bounced off the car, and it ran, and it bounced right into our windshield, right at me, right on the passenger side. This thing was huge. It was enormous. I thought it had knocked out the windshield. I saw its beaks, its claws. It was literally less than a foot away from me. And we swerved off to the side of the road. And luckily, the windshield was not damaged. We didn't run into anything, and we were okay, though. At first, we were in shock, literally shock. It was the weirdest and strangest accidents I've ever had. And we couldn't see the bird behind us, so I don't know if he flew off. I don't know what happened to him. All right, so this time I knew that the Lord was trying to give me a message. Three hawks in less than 30 days, I knew something was up. So I went ahead and started praying about it and sought the Lord, and I have a friend who has a Bible dream book, and she looked it up for me. And what we saw was that in the Bible, hawks can represent being under surveillance, and is also a predator. Now, the verses I want to lead you to is in Job 29, 26 through 30, and it talks about a hawk. And at the end of those verses, it says, from there it spies out the prey. Its eyes observe from afar. its young ones suck up blood, and where the slain are, there it is. These verses point to an extreme surveillance, because it says it spies on its prey, which leads to death and bloodshed, because it says it sucks up blood and where the slain are. I believe that this is pointing to the new technologies that are coming, as well as the technologies that could possibly be in the mark of the beast, brothers and sisters. This is what I believe the Lord was pointing to as a warning. Extreme surveillance, spy technology. Now, the other thing he was showing me was how during this time, he is going to be protecting his own, just like he protected me when the hawk hit the windshield and then bounced off. So the enemy will try to come to us with his attacks, and just like the hawk did, but the Lord will put his shield of protection around us. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we will be shielded and protected. Psalms 18:2 and 3. Psalms 18, by the way, is one of my favorite chapters, and this is what it says. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my strength in whom I trust. He's my shield. There's that shield. The horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. So I believe these are the two things the Lord is showing me. We're seeing extreme surveillance, and we're going to see God protecting his people. Praise Jesus. All right. Now, concerning the mark that I just mentioned, I believe that we're going to see more of this alien-type technology, like the mix with the human race. What I'm talking about is in the days of Noah, there were fallen angels that cohabitated and mixed themselves with humans to create a hybrid, which was called the Nephilim. Now, I don't want to get into the whole thing about the Nephilim, brothers and sisters. Please do your research about this because it's important. Because it says that the end days are going to be just like in the days of Noah. Well, in the days of Noah, there were the Nephilim. And I believe we're going to see this kind of thing happening, but in a different form. Because those who take the mark, this is what I'm thinking right now. This is not just the Lord at all. But what I'm thinking is those who take the mark will no longer be in the image of God. Instead, they will be in the image of the beast. Because once again, there will be a mixture of fallen technology and human coming together. There will be a mixture, just like in the days of Noah. Now, the only scriptural reference I have seen with this is in Daniel 2. And I will put that scripture in my blog so you can read about the mixture of clay and iron using the seed of men. And this happens with the last kingdom. This is the vision where Daniel interprets about the different kingdoms that come. All right. So I just want to conclude with this, brothers and sisters. Many of us have been told things that are not what they seem. In other words, with the last days, they're going to play out very differently than what we've been told, and I'm beginning to see this. And I'm beginning to see this with all the new technology and all the new things that are happening. The beast, the image of the beast, the mark of the beast is not exactly what we originally thought, and it's becoming clearer and clearer. What we thought originally was going to happen is now changing as our understanding of these new technologies that have come into us through possibly a fallen technology. Now, I wish I could explain more, and I just want to say take all of this to the Lord, pray about it, seek him for further understanding and confirmations. It's very important. I believe your life and your family's life depend on you understanding who all the players are and what they really mean, because it's a lot different now than we first thought. Study the scriptures with the help of the Holy Spirit, because he is now revealing, I believe, these mysteries that are coming to fruition in these last days. I want to also end with what happens if you do receive the mark. If you read Revelation 14, 9 through 11, and I also will have this in my blog, I'll have this printed out so you can read it. Please go and read Revelation 14, 9 through 11. You do not want to get the mark. So you need to know what the mark is, understand what the mark is, so you can avoid it. All right, brothers and sisters, that's all I'm going to say for now. I'm praying for you all. These are the last days we're living in. And for those who know the Lord Jesus Christ, we can look up. We know our redemption comes very, very soon. Tell as many people as you can about what's going on and about the Lord Jesus so they can also make it to heaven with all of us. Shalom.